Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Throw me out like something.
another episode of Unmask with authorist Terry E. Lyle and my precious co-host, Chris Michael Ward. And before I introduce my guest, I want to say hi to my co-host. How you doing, Chris? Chris, are you there?
Sorry about that. I'm doing good, Terry.
Okay, I thought I lost you. Okay, well, we got a special show tonight. We have the respected and phenomenal guest, Dr. Master Z. Gang Shaw. And he authored over 25 books, 11 bestsellers, and he's going to teach us about the ancient power of self-healing and much more. But when he come on, he's going to give us all a special treat. But I want to say hello to all the listeners from north to south, east to west, and everybody all over the globe in the 33 countries that's tuning in live tonight. And if you want to talk to our guests, please call 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. Don't be bashful because I can see you on my studio wall. So if you want to talk, hit the 1 key. But if not, you're entitled to listen. So without further ado, I can't wait to introduce my special guest, Dr. Shaw. How you doing, Dr. Shaw?
I am totally fine. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, darling. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so honored to serve. And any question, any service I can offer, I'm so honored. Thank you.
Oh, well, I have one service request. I'm going to ask you to bless us with a song that came from heaven that I think you said it came in your dream one time or something, but we're going through a pandemic. We're going through people who are breaking up because they spend too much time together. We're going through people who are depressed because they gain a lot of weight. We're going through a lot of stuff, and the world could use a healing and something positive. So that song that you have to offer me and everybody listening in, please bless us with it.
Thank you. I will see I will see a little bit. More than 10 years ago, I was in Bay Area, Redwood area. Everybody know the famous area. I walked with my two teachers. I asked heaven. I said, could you give me a song for healing? And at the moment, and the response, the rainbow light flew through from my body. I opened the mouth. Lula, lulali. Lula, lulalali. Lula, lula, lilula. Lula, lilula. Lula, lilula. I asked heaven, what does it mean for this song? The translation is, I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and soul together. Love, peace, harmony. Love, peace, and harmony.
In India,
let me sing for you. In India, we have open ceremonies. Thousands of people, now millions of people listen to this song. Everybody relax. Let me sing for you. Relax. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula. Lula, li, lula. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and soul together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sir. I appreciate that. And while you were singing, I could feel the vibration in the tones that you were using. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that you're here because, my goodness, man, you have wrote 25 books, 11 bestsellers, and you are a master at this thing, this ancient power of self-healing. So I take it, what is your nationality? Because you were saying something about India, but I thought that you was Asian, so I'm not really sure.
I was born in China.
China. Oh, okay.
Yes. And let me share a little bit. When I was age 6, I went to the park with my parents. I saw a grandmaster do Tai Chi practice. You know, Chinese Tai Chi, slow movement, Tai Chi.
Yes, then like a martial arts or like.
Yes, everybody knows Shaolin Kung Fu. That's a forceful external, bah, 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 bah. But the Tai Chi is Tai Chi's internal Kung Fu, very soft. Then a grandmaster did a practice with his disciple, hands touching hand. They made a circle. Then grandmaster little move the hand. You did not see the strength at all. The disciple float out for 15 feet away, flew out. Then, you know, I ran to the master, run. I said, yeah. In Chinese, yeah means grandfather for respect, elders. I said, I want to learn this. And he looked at me, you know, tiny guy at 86. And he said, no, you are too young. I said, no. I put my hand together as a prayer position. I said, yeah. I really want to learn this. I didn't know how this exactly happened. Then he said, I want to see your parents. I ran to my parents. I held their arm. I said, Baba, Mama, Father, Mother, I want to learn this. With their great support, every Friday, every Saturday, Sunday, I spend 3 to 5 hours to tell everybody. Everybody know the one action and the leg wide open and the fixed action. The teacher said, do not move. Okay, I cannot move. Then, you know, 5 minutes is okay. By 10 minutes, you little shaking already. Teacher, like this, you cannot move. Because in China, you have to follow masters. Then with 30 minutes, I cannot handle anymore. But the teacher, like this, I cannot move. So therefore, at 86, I was trained persistence, courage, strength, patience, many qualities at 86. At 80, I start to do Chinese Qigong. Many people heard about Qigong, like India called Yoga, China called Qigong. Qi means energy, Gong means practice. It's one style of the meditation. At age 12, I study Shaolin Kung Fu, Shaolin Boxing, Shaolin Sticks. Then later I study Yi Jing and the Feng Shui. Many people know Feng Shui. Then I study Western medicine as MD from China and the traditional Chinese medicine and the spiritual healing. I am a blessed man that I can integrate 5,000 years energy and spiritual healing plus the essence of modern medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, that I create a soul, mind, body medicine. Recently, I published a book called Tao Calligraphy Healing Field. I use a calligraphy. I put a power inside to offer the healing. We have done the clinical research for 600 subjects with all the chronic life-threatening conditions. We have worked with hospitals, with the pain specialists, with the psychology, to there for the little report of my service.
Okay, well, Dr. Shar, can I ask you a question? From the age of 6, you said that you learned the Taekwondo, and then 10, you progressed into the other things pertaining to healing and stuff like that. Now, am I to say that you're married?
Yes, you can ask. No problem.
Good. And the only reason I asked that, because if you all about all this healing and stuff, and you have to be married because marriage is a job. You know, ain't nobody going to be being so peaceful, you know, and let's say
perfect.
But one thing I know for sure, better nobody come behind that rickshaw and try to grab something, take a foot in their mouth.
Perfect question. I'm married. I have 3 children. My first daughter is a naturopath doctor. My son is the physical therapist. My second daughter is in the financial field. That is my little condition. Yeah, family.
My co-host Chris got a question for you. So I'm going to let him ask this question. Hold on.
Okay. Dr. Shay, from mispronouncing your last name. My first question is, was you raised on, and I forgive me if I don't know this word. I'm trying my best. Is it Tao? Is that how you pronounce it? Tao wisdom?
Yeah. Tao.
Okay.
Chinese culture has 3 cultures: Taoism, Buddhism, and Confucianism. So therefore, myself, I go through 3. I study Taoism, Buddhism, Confucianism. These 3 considered as a Chinese culture. It's not a religion, it's a different story, but the Chinese culture carries 3 of them. In fact, I studied 3 of them in my life.
Okay, but my question was you raised on that or did it come to you later? You was raised on that?
I will see by this way. At the age 6, I did the Tai Chi Chuan. Tai Chi belong to Tao. Then I did a Shaolin Kung Fu. Shaolin Kung Fu belong to Buddhist teaching. Then I studied Confucius theory. So therefore, in fact, when I was a guru for this martial art Tai Chi, for the Qigong has a Tao practice and a Buddhist practice, I will say, yes, I was educated and experienced by Tao, by Buddhist and Confucius teaching since my childhood. Yes.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Shaw, let me ask you this question. A lot of people have different titles from the sensei in martial arts, shaman, a healer, this and that. Okay, for all the things that you do in relationships to the ancient power of self-healing, are you just called the master? Because that's part of your title, Dr. Master. What do they call you in your area where you live at?
Yes, thank you so much. People call me doctor because I studied modern medicine as MD. While I was in Beijing, there's the WHO, World Health Organization, International Acupuncture Training Center, which train medical physicians worldwide. I was the teacher for these foreign physicians. That's my doctor background, acupuncturist. So, and as a master, now I have written many books. I teach and energy and spiritual healing. I have created more than 5,000 energy and spiritual healers. Now, more and more medical doctors, doctors of psychology, and the doctor of chiropractor, acupuncturist, Reiki master, many health professionals come to me to learn this ancient energy and spiritual healing. Therefore, people call me master. I position myself I am the servant of humanity.
Well, that's awesome. You know, can I ask your prediction? I mean, because you, like everyone else in the world, we all are wondering about this new variant that's supposed to come from South America. We already heard about the Delta variant through this pandemic. Do you see anything with your insights and your connections?
Yes.
I was going to get a hold of this thing and put this behind us. Because the last pandemic was like 100 years ago, and this is like, it's just mutating and mutating, and it's getting sickening, you know, the loss of lives globally.
Yeah. You know, COVID-19 is such a big disaster for humanity. So the key is to increase immunity. Now, worldwide, in the medical field, they pay attention to vaccines, which is very important. But what I have taught and served hundreds of thousands of people in my book, Darkly with a Healing Field, and also in other many books, I teach people 6 self-healing techniques. They use body power, meaning how to use the hands. Then use the sound power. Just now you talk about the vibration, like singing, chanting. They use mind power, meditation, to connect with universal light. They use the soul power, connect with the spirit. They use the breathing power. They use the dark calligraphy power. My message is, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world. Little earlier, I shared, we have medical case study. Everybody know I have neurosurgeon, university professor, and other professors, pain specialists, doctor, psychologists. We have done 600 subjects, people with a chronic pain, with a life-threatening condition. Since last year until now, I have created 5,000 energy spiritual healers. We have dealt with many COVID-19 conditions. Some people even in coma. Some people use a respiratory machine connect with the body. Some people, you know, high fever, you know, coughing, all kind of issues. But of course, we work with the medical doctor together, people in the hospital, in coma, with the respiratory machine, and also people are, you know, I position myself, we fully support the medical doctor and all the healing modality professional, health professionals. Therefore, we have created remarkable healing results. I give example, recently, by 2 months, I created a dull calligraphy light of my heart. What does it mean for that? Dull calligraphy is the art. Everybody know calligraphy is the art. Dull calligraphy, dull is the source. So when I write calligraphy, I connect with the source. The source put the love and the light, frequency and the vibration, positive information, energy, matter. In quantum physics, they teach information. And I create a Tao science, source of science, with the quantum physics scientist, Dr. Rulin. We co-create the Tao science. We also teach information. So there is a positive information. There is a negative information. For example, pain, inflammation, COVID-19, tumor, cancer, anger, fear, depression, anxiety. They are the negative information, energy, matter. So we use dark calligraphy. We use the 6 power technique. I mentioned the body power, sound power, mind power, soul power, breathing power, calligraphy power. So therefore, look at my book, Dark Calligraphy Healing Field. And also every Saturday, I am still doing Tao Calligraphy Light Massage.
Well, Dr. Shaw, can I break in here for a second real quick?
Okay.
I know Chris got a question for you, but when he comes back, I want you to tell us out of the over 25 books that you have, which are the ones that we can use to treat pain, because a lot of people are on opiates, and we got to get away from that. We got to find the appropriate way to deal with pain in a healthy way. But don't answer my question. I'll let Chris ask his question so we get that out first. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. My next question is, how did the Tao Academy, how did that get founded and get thought of? Was it something that changed your life? I mean, what gave you the idea to do a Tao Academy?
Thank you. Why we call Tao Academy? Because I teach traditional Tao energy spiritual healing. I think millions of people know Lao Tzu, the wise man, the author of Tao Te Ching. Like millions of people know Jesus, the Bible, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lao Tzu explained before heaven and the earth were formed, there was a blurred condition. This blurred condition stayed for years, millions, billions of lifetime. Then within blurred condition, there are two kinds of energy. One is a clean energy, one is a disturbed energy. After this one is a condition for eons, then clean energy rises to form the heaven, disturbed energy falls to fall down to form the Mother Earth. Everybody knows scientific way how Mother Earth and universe were created. Big bang, 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 everything happened. But the Lao Tzu, this is the ancient wisdom, different theory that explains how heaven and earth and the countless planets, Mother Earth is only one planet, stars, galaxies, and universe were formed. So therefore, why I call Tao Academy, because I teach you how to connect with the source. Tao is a source. I do not say Tao is a religion. Tao is a source. Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching said very clear, it's ultimate source. I teach people connect with ultimate source because we have pain. That's what you said. We have pain, inflammation. We have all kind of life challenges. We carry negative information, energy, and matter. If anybody can connect with a source to bring positive and information, energy, matter, to bring this frequency, the vibration coming to the body, then we can self-heal you. Therefore, the message is I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world.
Amen. Well, Dr. Sharon, let me just jump in here real quick. I heard you say something to the fact that we all know about the Big Bang Theory. Well, no disrespect. I don't believe in that. I believe in Jehovah God created the heavens and the earth. I don't believe that everything that we see around us just happens to fall into place and be so in detail. And, I doubt it, but that's your belief. But I do believe in a higher power, and I do believe that we as a people do possess the power to heal ourselves, because I've learned back in my past, and I'm sure other people listening have had opportunities where they have found themselves whether self-meditating or in a still position and contemplating, and they lose track of time and sensation. Is that when we focus on the world and all the things that throw at us, is then we start feeling all tight and feeling all cramped up. But I do believe that we have that power. But with that being said, because we're really, really running out of time here, could you tell us what particular book of yours, because you have so many, bless your heart, that someone can go to and learn how to heal this soul?
Okay. The book called Tao Calligraphy Healing Field, Jigang Sha, S-H-A, go to Amazon.com. go to drsha.com, drsha.com. Just pay attention to this book, Dog Calligraphy Healing Field. And also on Saturday, I have a Dog Calligraphy Light Massage for all your listeners. First time is free. You just register, no fee involved. Experience Dog Calligraphy Light Massage. Welcome you.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, well, if y'all forgot or couldn't hear what he said clearly, go to the archives and pick up this show, and he'll show you how to get a free book. But my last question for you, Dr. Shah, is that this ancient power of self-healing and much, much more, and you have this place and you're a doctor as well, that, you know, you learned the physical way to heal the body. And so tell me, how come that in the area of China where you live at, why is it not more self-healing and more people that are healthier? What about the age rate? Are people living longer in China? Because recently we've been seeing people living past 100 in the United States. So what's the life expectancy there in China? Because y'all are being raised on the ancient power of healing. That's y'all norm. It's not our norm here, but that's y'all norm. So what's the life expectancy there?
Very good. I think a few days ago I saw the information. It said in Shanghai, big city, one of the biggest cities in Shanghai, they said the average is 84 years old. I didn't have the current information for whole China, what is the average age. But I want to see, not only China, in every country, there are people who live long life. There are people live short life. So therefore, there is many things related. Because people have a good habit. Some people are stressed, overstressed. Some people are emotional, really imbalances. And also the weather, the anger, emotion, the sadness, the stress, and also the food, the life habit, many things affect with the longevity and health.
I agree with that. Because if you're stressed out, you're going to look old, you're going to feel old, you're going to be all tight, having strokes and stuff. But Dr. Shah, real quick, could you let me know whether or not this disease, Alzheimer's, since it's really gone crazy here in the United States, I didn't really realize how bad it was until my mom got it, you know. And since y'all are raised on this Zen kind of, you know, lifestyle, is Alzheimer's as big in China as it is over here?
Yeah, I think Alzheimer's is a big issue, not only in China. You know, the humans pass forward. Sheng Lao Bing, what does it mean? Sheng means birth, Lao means old, senior. Bing means sickness, Si means die, transition. So a human's path is birth, old, sick, die. It's a human's normal path. It's not only China. As long as the human being, everybody will go through birth, old, sick, die. But for self-healing, for meditation, and a regular life, good food, and the most important, they have done research. Many people know, there's some special university professor, they have done research for hundreds of people who live more than 100 years. And finally, they said, okay, and the regular life is important, food is important, but the most important is the happy heart, joyful. That's the key. More than the food, more than the regular life is the big heart. Calm down, love, peace, harmony. We say the love, peace, harmony. That's exactly.
I agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you got harmony and you got love for people, you treat people better. because you're trying to do better. That I definitely agree with. And I'm just going to put this out here for people out there listening. A lot of times when you're going through stuff, the best way to feel good about yourself is to help somebody else out, because when you stop dwelling on what you are not doing or what you can't achieve, when you help somebody else out, that does something to your spirit. It makes you feel good that someone else appreciate what you do for them. But, and with that being said, Dr. Shar, you know, I just want to say I thank you for, you know, tuning in on this Friday, because you could be doing anything else, and you're so respected and just a phenomenal person. I'm just so glad that you accepted my humble request to be here. But before I go, I just want to say hello to all the listeners in the 33 countries live who's tuning in tonight, and all my listeners from north to south and east to west. And for a special friend of mine, Derwin Floyd. Hey, dude, I see you. But and my co-host, and you, Dr. Shaw, I love you. And look, anytime you ever want to come back on the show, you're welcome, because this is home now. So just hit up a sister, give me a call, send me a text, and we can make it happen. But I appreciate you. And could you really quick tell everybody your website so they can check out all those 25 books that you have and 11 bestsellers?
Okay, my website is drsha.com, drsha.com. And people go to amazon.com, and my website can find all the information. Thank you.
And tell your wife, thank her for allowing her husband to kick it with me tonight, because she probably said, get your butt in that kitchen, let's have dinner, but, you know, I'm holding you up.
Excellent.
Oh, thank
Excellent.
Thank you, Chris, for being here, baby.
Thank you for hosting the show, Terry.
But anyway, come back next week and get another guest. I'm not going to tell y'all. If y'all want to find out, just come back at the same time. Hugs and kisses. Be safe out there. And look out for the other guy if y'all did driving. Good night, everybody.
Good night.